Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity you are given to us again to speak to your people. We want to thank you, O Lord, because everything that, Lord, we do is by you. Thank you, O Lord, for your mercies over all of us. Thank you, God, since the last week that we met. Thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. Thank you for every family. Thank you for every man and woman. Thank you for every home. Lord, I pray today as we hear your word, that your word will bring light into every darkness of our life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That, Lord, you will use this word to transform our life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that, Lord, this word, your people will receive it this morning, and, Lord, they will be lifted. They will no longer be limited in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. May I welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Air. I'm so much happy to know you are there waiting for this program, because I know it's another time that God wants to bless all of us together. Thank you so much for all those who actually are making responses to this program, those who are telling us how this program is making impartation in their life. I want to thank God for all these comments, and to God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, help me to call somebody or phone somebody that Church on Air is on this channel, and it is time that God wants to bless us together. Hallelujah. For some weeks now, we've been sharing on rising above your limitation. And today, I'll be closing the message, you know, so that, you know, we can go to another new topic that the Lord has for us. So this morning, I'll be sharing again to conclude rising above your limitation, because I know that there's somebody that hearing us this morning. It is time for you to rise up from every valley that the enemy has put you, to rise up from everything that keeps you down. I see you coming up this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rising above your limitation. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Now, and let us start to read from verse 1. Luke 19 from verse number 1.
And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.
Hallelujah. Now, you see, one thing I want us to know is that, you know, there may be a limitation in your life, but that should not limit you. There might be hindrance in your life, but, you know, you need to know that you need to walk above those hindrances. Are you see now? Now, don't forget that, you know, there can be limitation one way or the other, but since Jesus Christ was not limited in life, you cannot in any way be limited in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see? You know, I want you to know, you know, as I shared with you before, there are various types of limitation. There is spiritual limitation and there is physical limitation. The one that happened to Zacchaeus happened to be, you know, a physical limitation. Are you following me this morning? A physical, why? Because the Bible says that number one, you know, Bible says Zacchaeus was of a short status. He was of a short status. You know, he was not tall, he was short. And he was among the giants. You know, he wanted to see Jesus. You know, and he was part of the crowd, but couldn't see Jesus. Why? Because he was so short. Now, it means that Zacchaeus was limited. Can you see now? Now, he couldn't see Jesus. But let me tell you something now. Don't say that because you are short of money, or you are short of this, and you are short of that, you couldn't see Jesus. I want you to know that, you know, you can give your life to Jesus, you know, despite your problem, despite anything you are short of. Are you following me now? Zacchaeus was short in stature, but that does not hinder him from following Jesus, from knowing Jesus. So what is short in your life? In what way is shortness is manifesting your life right now? No matter the shortness, no matter the thing that is making you, limiting you, you are moving forward in the name of Jesus Christ. So Zacchaeus, he was short, but look at what he did. I love him so much. You know, Bible says he looked for a stepping level. You know, he looked for a level that will help him to see Jesus Christ. And you see a man so rich in his days, but yet he climbed a tree. You know, it's uncommon for you to see, you know, millionaires climbing a tree, to see a spiritual man. Now, can you see how humble this man was? Now, it shows that no matter your level in life, no matter who you are in life, you might be a senator, you might be, you know, anything at all, you need to humble yourself to come into Christ. You need to humble yourself. Don't allow, you know, your money to limit you. Don't allow your position in life to limit you. Don't say, no, you know, I can't go to church, I have businesses, I have this and that. Don't allow those riches to limit you from coming to Christ. You know, Zacchaeus did not allow it. Zacchaeus does not allow his status. You know, he didn't allow his money. The Bible says he was rich. When you look at that verse 2, you discover that, you know, the Bible says he was very, very rich. I know what now. Though he was rich, but he had no reputation among his people because people knew the source of his wealth. Don't forget that he was a publican. And publicans, you know, they are thieves in those days. Publicans, they extort money from people. You know, publicans, they take extra money from people. So they knew that, you know, Zacchaeus, even though he was a rich man, but you know what now? They don't believe in his wealth. How can you imagine when people don't believe in you? And look, in verse 8, look at what Zacchaeus did. I want you to copy him. Yes.
And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
Wow. So he's saying that I have done restitution. Can you see now? He said, according to the law of Moses, that when you take something, you stole something from somebody, you must restore it fourfold. And Zacchaeus said, that is what I've done. Can you see now? Can you see that this man, he has a very good heart? This man, he has a genuine heart. He wanted to follow Jesus. Are you prepared also to follow Jesus in this way? You know, he never allowed, number one, his status to limit him. He never allowed his position as a publican to limit him. Number three, he never allowed his money, you know, his riches to limit him. So what is limiting you now? You know, Zacchaeus jumped, you know, over those three hurdles of life. You know, his physical standard that was short. You know, his work as a publican and also, you know, his riches. He never allowed them to limit him. What is limiting you, my friend? What is limiting you from knowing Christ this morning? What is limiting you from making progress this morning? Hear me? And hear me, You cannot make progress with sin. You can never make, but that is why, you know, you need to come out of sin like Zacchaeus. You know what Jesus said, you know, in verse 6, yes.
And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
7 now.
And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner.
This man hosted Jesus. You know, people have been complaining. And you see sinner calling other people sinner. You know, the people were saying, you know, all the attackers, all the accusers, because in your life you have accusers. Even when God has forgiven you, there are some people there who will still be accusing you. When you have settled your life in Christ, some people are still there. They'll be telling you, they'll be looking at you with yesterday's face. They'll say, don't you know that man that stole? And yet heaven has forgiven you. the heart will not. And that is why don't allow what people are saying against your life to limit you. Now, what am I saying this morning? Zacchaeus was not limited. But even what people are saying, can you imagine? People are saying, look at this Jesus going to sit down with a sinner. He never allowed it to limit you. And at last, look at verse 9. See what Jesus said there.
And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham.
Jesus called him a son of what? Of Abraham. Can you see that? He said salvation has entered, victory has entered, breakthrough has entered, lifting has entered. I pray that all these good things will enter into your house as you receive Jesus into your life. Can you see? So don't allow yourself, don't allow anything to limit you. So Zacchaeus, he never allowed his status to limit him. There are some people around us today, because of their physical disability, they felt they can't make it in life. Because of the problem they have. You know, because of they have eyesight problem, because, you know, one thing or the other. Don't allow any physical problem to limit you. Hallelujah. Don't allow. You know, it was like a woman. She's called Helen Keller. Helen Keller happened, he became deaf and blind after a sickness when she was around 19 months old. Can you see? You know, he became deaf and blind. Now, what is the destiny of a deaf and a blind? People think that she has no destiny again. But you know what happened? Helen Keller, he never submits to her limitations. Today, she has authored several books. And live a fulfilled and successful life despite a limitation. Despite the fact that, you know, Helen Keller was deaf and she was blind, you know, after a sickness when she was 19 months old, she never allowed that situation to limit her life. So why are you begging for food? If you learn from Helen, why are you begging? You know, she never begged. She used, you know, the limitation as a stepping stone to greatness. You know, that limitation of life is a stepping stone. There's a popular man in those days, they call his name Julius Caesar. I'm sure you've heard about Julius Caesar anyway. He was an epileptic man. Can you imagine? And yet he became great. He never allowed, you know, this sickness of epilepsy to limit him, for him not to get to the epitome of his life. Julius Caesar, you know, he was great in life, and yet an epileptic man. So what is your problem? Why are you complaining? Why are you complaining that it's Nigeria? Why are you complaining that it's because you don't have a job? Why are you complaining that it's because of that? Look, those things that are limiting others must not limit you. You are complaining because I don't have capital. I don't have money. Why can't you sit there and ask God for wisdom? I was sharing with some people. I said, look, you don't need big money. Start something. Just look for something. Something that is 10,000. Something that is 15,000. Start something. You will grow in it. You will grow in it. You are waiting for 250,000, 500,000 to start a business? No. Think. You know, don't allow your life to be limited. You are a great person. You are going far. Think very well. You have great destiny. You have. Look at Napoleon. Napoleon, he has a humble beginning. You know, in fact, he was far being from being a genius. Far from being a genius. You know what happened? He went to a military academy. In the school, in his result, he was 46th position out of 65. Out of 65 people in his class, he was what? 46th position. What do you say? You call him a failure. But he didn't see himself as a failure. And today, you know, his name is still ringing bell. Can you see that? You know, most parents, they gave up on their student education. Why? Because they're not doing well. Why can't you encourage that child? Why can't you encourage that child that, you know, you can make it in life? Why? Why are you calling him names? Why are you calling him dollars? Why are you saying that he cannot make it in life? Why can't you believe? You know, Napoleon, he was so low academically. But can you see it today? So, don't look down your children. Don't look down on people today who are not making it. You know, believe God for them. And you will see their son rising in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I want you to know this. Even there was a man in Nigeria before, a politician. You know, I don't know what they call him again. But I know that he came from a very humble background, very poor background, and he became great today. I know one musician who has no leg in Nigeria, but today, his glory is shining. He has great assets here and there, and he has no leg. He's still a musician. Can you see now? So the man had an accident. His legs, he couldn't use the leg again, but he didn't submit to limitation. He has radio stations all over the nation right now. Can you see now? So what is your situation right now? Don't submit to this situation. Believe God. I said believe God. If you can believe God, you will see your star rising again. You will see yourself coming up again. You will surely make it. Don't allow the situation right now that is in Nigeria to make you to think that you can't rise again. Come on. You are rising. Arise, my people. Arise. You that you are hearing me this morning, is this your time? Arise now. Do something. Do something. You know, some people were anointed some few weeks ago, you know, and immediately they were anointed, their stars started to shine. All you need is Jesus. He's the one that owns today and tomorrow. If you are still alive, you have hope. If you are still alive, you are going somewhere. If you are still alive, you will make it. You know, don't think that you can't make it again. I have told you of Helen Keller. I have told you of your sister. I have told you of Napoleon. I have told you of even two people in Nigeria, which I don't want to mention their names on this program. You know, they made it despite their limitation. So why will you not make it? So let me go to another point. How can I break through limitations and barriers in life? I will see you after this time in Jesus' name.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome back in Jesus' name. We are now talking on how to break through limitations and barriers. Number one, you must have a vision for your life. You must have a vision. A man without vision has no future. Without vision, you are sunk. You'll be sinking without vision. It is your vision that will keep your tomorrow. Can you see now? So, you must have a vision. I've told you, you know, of this great woman, Helen Keller. You know, he was asked, what would be worse than being born blind? He was already blind. They now ask him, what would be worse than being born blind? You know what he said? He said, to have sight without vision. To have sight. You know, you have sight, you have everything, and you're not making it. So what is your vision? Your vision is the purpose why you are living. If you don't have a vision, you have no purpose to live. You know, this I want you to know. So you need vision. You know, the number two, you know, you need to turn your vision and dreams to goals. You know, you need to turn them to, you know, into action. You know, you need to plan for your life. Either fails to plan, plans to fail. Every day you need a plan of action to realize your purpose in life. You know, when I wake up in the morning after I've prayed, I will ask God what to do today. I will have jottings for that day. What I'm expected to do. Many people just woke up like goat. When you wake up like goat, it means you have no goal. You know, you must have goal and you must work at your goal. So, in every day, you must, what do I achieve? Any day you wake up without writing things down, things you want to achieve for that day, you are a goat because you have no goal. You know, so it is your plan of action that will determine, you know, your level of achievement in life. So you must have goals and then you must work it out. You must work it out. Number three, you must focus on your goals. Hear me very, very well. You know, you will see obstacles and limitations when you take off your eyes from your goals. You know, there was a time Jesus told Peter to come on the water. You know, the water was boisterous, blowing against them, blowing around there. And you know what now? And when they saw Jesus walking on the water, they were dazed. They were amazed. And Peter said, "Can I come?" Ah, Jesus Christ said, "Yes, you can come." And Peter came out of the boat and he saw himself walking on the water. God sustained him on the water. It was the word. The word. Can you see? The word of God is able to sustain your life. The word of God, the spoken word, you know, is able, you know, to sustain you. Hallelujah. So, you know, walk on the word, because, you know, the fear of failure always paralyzes some people from making an advancement. So Peter, he walked on the water. He fixed his eyes on Jesus. When time came, he looked off. He was seeing the sharks in the water. He was seeing, you know, the python. He was seeing big, big animals. He shifted his eyes from Jesus and he was looking at all those things in the water. And he was what? He was sinking. That was, you know, obstacles. Don't put your eyes off your goals. You'll be out of order. Now, apart from that, you know, for you to have breakthrough, you must stop procrastination. Don't forget, procrastination is a thief of time. Procrastination is building a world of tomorrow. You say, "Tomorrow I will do this." You know, if you're a student, for example, all you are saying, "I will read tomorrow." Oh, I will do that tomorrow. Why can't you do it today? Never postpone what you can do today till tomorrow. Can you see now? So if you are a person that is building a world of tomorrow, wow, you can't have breakthrough in life. You know, stop procrastination. Stop it. You know, prepare for today. What you can do today, do it, please. Do it. Do it. Live your life day by day. Don't be saying, "I will do this tomorrow and I will do that tomorrow." Don't build a world of tomorrow. You will never get there. But I speak to somebody here. You know, because when you are procrastinating, it shows that that person is lazy. You know, every spirit of laziness I cast out of your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a man called Cardinal John Henry Newman. He said that nothing will get done at all if a man waits until he could do something so well that no one could find fault with it. You know? So you need to start to need to arise now. Bible says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come." You know, everything you declare, work it out, you know, because what you see is what you seize. What you see is what you seize. So start to confess and walk by those confessions. And then finally for today, you must seek knowledge. You know, somebody said, I think it was Paul Harvard, he said that an ignorant man's word is bounded by the limit of his knowledge. You are bounded, or you are limited by what? By the limit of your knowledge. You can't rise above your knowledge. In Hosea chapter 4, let us read verse 6. You know, you are bounded by the limit of your knowledge. Your knowledge gives you an edge over others. Hosea 4 says, yes.
"My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children."
My people are destroyed for they lack knowledge. You know, you have been limited because you lack knowledge. Knowledge gives you edge. You know, knowledge is pieces of ideas and information that you are receiving every day. Walk upon them. Grip them. Every idea God is giving to you, every idea God is throwing at you, don't throw it away. Put it down. Put it down. You know, everything that God is telling you, tell it to that. Things that you are hearing here and there, they are the ideas, they are the information that brings knowledge in your life. And don't forget, those knowledge you now need to watch to put them to action. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, finally, let us read Jeremiah 31, verse number 11. Jeremiah 31, verse 11.
"For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed me from the hand of him that was stronger than he."
Wow, that's my last point today. You have been redeemed. He says, "For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransom him from the hands of him that is stronger than him. The power stronger than you, you are redeemed of them today in the name of Jesus. I see you tomorrow in church. It will be wonderful, powerful with the anointing service. I pray that the anointing of tomorrow will break yokes in our lives in Jesus. Thank you for your listening, player. I pray that God will keep you till we meet again in Jesus' name.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Taylor Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.